You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy. This comes from Hannah. She writes, my niece is 5 years old and my sister gives her coffee to drink.
Everyone's squealing their tires right now. What?
Slamming on the brakes. Hannah says, I didn't know until they walked in on Sunday and my niece is holding a Starbucks cup. Oh. Am I old-fashioned because I think 5 is just too young to be drinking coffee? My sister says everyone gives their kids coffee these days. Is this true?
No.
And then she closes with, thanks. I hope you make this a topic on your show. I love my boys in the morning.
Oh, Hannah, stop it.
You know, you don't need to throw that in to get us to read your note, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't give my kids coffee, and I'm wondering why I don't. Like, what is the big deal with this? This has been like this for years and years. I can think back to when I was a kid and I wasn't allowed to have coffee.
Yeah, same.
Why is that?
Were you told the same thing?
Hells yeah, I bet.
Say it.
Stunt your growth.
That's it. That's what my parents said.
Can't have it. It'll stunt your growth. There's all these little kids like, oh.
I don't think any parent says that anymore, but there were generations where that was the go-to reason for not doing anything.
Can I have some gum? No, I'm sorry. Kids can't have gum. It'll stunt your growth.
And I don't... Stunt your growth.
The only thing that'll make you grow taller is Brussels sprouts and green beans, so you better start eating up.
Oh.
I know. Why was stunt the growth the go-to... That's a whole other thing.
When you grew up, did your parents always have coffee?
No, my grandma did though. We would go to my grandma's house and it would be a pot going 24/7. No matter what time we showed up, you'd have a pot of coffee going.
You would think that I would be a coffee addict because both my mom and my dad were like that. All day long, a coffee pot was brewing something and they just drank it like water. I mean, they drank a lot of coffee and never in my life have I ever enjoyed the taste of coffee. Mm-hmm. I love the smell of it.
It's a great smell.
Man, because Gretchen is absolutely an addict. She's one of those that in the morning she comes downstairs. The first thing is starting up that coffee pot, and the smell is wonderful.
I go to bed at night super excited thinking about my morning cup of coffee. That's how much I do. I'm like her. I love coffee. You know, now that I think about it, my parents have now, they didn't in the past, but now that they're getting older, they've morphed into the pot of coffee going. Now that I think about it, when I'm over there, they've always got a pot of coffee going. It'll be like an 85-degree day. My dad will be like, hey, you want a cup of coffee? Right. I just warmed it up. It's from this morning, which makes it even worse because it's old coffee that they add water to and then turn it back on. Mm-hmm. So it's like weird, muddy, / kind of bland. Like
I don't know. Maybe it makes it better for him somehow.
I don't know. Like, Dad, it's 85 degrees out. I don't want a cup of coffee.
So what's the science? As a science nerd, I don't know the answer to this. Maybe I should look it up. What is the science behind keeping coffee out of the
caffeine? It's got to be a caffeine thing. You don't want your kids all hopped up on that. It's like giving them a bag of Pixie Sticks.
Which people do anyway.
Don't give them a cup of coffee and a bag of Pixie Sticks.
So
they'll blow up.
They jam a ton of sugar into their kids, but coffee is
bad. I guess if you think about it, if you're going to Starbucks or something and you get your kid a mocha, flopa, latte, whatever, it's going to be full of sugar and caffeine. So it's not going to be healthy for their little hearts or your general well-being as a parent for the rest of the day as they're bouncing off the walls.
All right. So what about decaf?
What about decaf?
So can you give a child decaf and does that make everybody happy?
I don't see why not.
Or is it the thing, and here's this kind of nibbles at my mind a little bit too. Is it that you see people like, kind of you and Gretchen who are relatively addicted to it, and that people are keeping coffee from their kids because they're trying to save them from being addicts?
Maybe.
Is that
possible?
They'll
get hooked on it.
Yeah.
The thing with coffee to me is it just seems like it's an adult beverage. It's something that you need to start your day because you're exhausted. You don't get enough sleep. You have stress. You have anxiety. You just need it to kickstart you right in the butt in the morning to get you moving with your life, basically. And I can't see little kids needing that because that's what I equate coffee with.
Because they wake up raring to go.
They wake up ready to rock, man. And I can't see on a Saturday morning coming down, making scrambled eggs for the kids and then pouring them each a cup of coffee. while they're sitting there in their robe with their head in their hands going, I don't know if I can do another day. I just need my coffee to get me going, Dad.
Yeah, it's very rare that you're a five-year-old saying, I hate my life. I hate my life.
Dad, the training wheels are coming off the bike today. I'm so stressed. I don't know if I can do it. I need my cup of coffee. Like, I just don't equate that with kids, you know? It's an adult drink.
There is something funny about seeing a five-year-old holding a Starbucks and carrying on a conversation with someone. So then she said...
This girl in my class, she was finger painting and she kept mixing the colors. And I was like, girl, what are you doing?
Exactly.
And I went in and she hung my backpack on my hook, or her backpack on my hook. It's so stupid.
That's funny. It would be the same as, I mean, if you saw a five-year-old holding a glass of wine.
Right. You're not going to believe the day I had.
There's something funny in the visual of a little kid holding a Starbucks cup.
Right.
All right, so five calls says it all. Hannah says no to five-year-olds having coffee. If you had to guess what our listeners are going to say, what would you think?
I have no idea.
I'll bet four out of five say I give my kids coffee.
Probably let them have it. If it's decaf, it's fine. I mean, even if you are the parent right now who is giving your kids coffee, call in and talk to us. Why are you doing that?
A note from Hannah saying that her sister has a five-year-old, so it's Hannah's niece. Who's now drinking coffee. She walked in holding a Starbucks cup. And Hannah's like, am I old-fashioned? She goes, I think five is too young to be drinking it. The majority of Facebook messages we're getting are people saying that they totally give their kids coffee, which is what I thought. Amy said, I've given all of my kids coffee since they were old enough to hold the cup, and they're fine.
All right, good.
I mean, how do you know they're fine?
Right, they could have voices now after the coffee. I don't know. I kind of want to give my kids coffee this weekend. They've never had coffee, and I want to see their reaction. But why do I feel bad about this? Like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I'm not giving them alcohol. I'm just giving them a couple cups of coffee.
Well, let's go to the phone.
See if they even like it.
Let's try to... Well, you know, that's the thing, is that there's a taste issue because it's such a bitter drink that generally kids... are going to be like, ugh. But they also
like
see grown-ups drinking it, and you know how badly they often want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want to be grown-ups without the responsibilities, but...
Me too.
Here's Gwen. Hi, Gwen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
What do you want to say?
Just that the only thing I would be concerned about is the dehydration that comes with coffee. With kids, my kids were always outside. Especially in the summertime, and as hot as it's getting, if you don't push water, they could get dehydrated.
Look at you being a mom, Gwen. Now, can you give them a cup of coffee and a cup of water at the same time?
Is some water in coffee?
Sure, but it's later on when the caffeine gets into the system. It doesn't go through the system as fast as the water does.
Really?
All right. Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
I appreciate your call, Gwen. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You also.
Bye, Gwenny.
All right. Here comes Pam. Hello, Pam.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, Pammy Pam.
What do you got to say?
Hey. Well, my opinion, because number one, I work in dental, and the sugar that they have to add to the coffee for the kids to drink it, whether it's decaf or regular, is crazy.
Well, can't you say that about anything that the kids are drinking? I mean, you hand them a Capri Sun, and it's half of that little packet of sugar, and orange juice is sugar, and gummy bears are sugar.
That's true, but sugar and whether it was caffeine, I just don't think they need it.
Kim, wouldn't you think this is the best time to do that, though? Because those teeth fall out. They get all new teeth. So let's ruin these little ones because you
and
get
besides,
new ones.
Besides, if you're in dental, as you put it, then what you're doing is you're killing your business.
This is
you
job security,
people,
Pam.
You want people giving all
you
of their kids
you
coffee.
You
want
to pay for coffee and dental?
Yeah, but I'm talking about it from your
end. This is bringing business in.
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, we're here to help people learn to brush and floss.
I'm glad you called. No, we got to run. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy.
Nobody wants to have fun with us on this topic today, do they?
Oh, boy. should play Maroon 5.
We will, but I will say that online it was 4-1 in favor of I Give My Kids Coffee.
Was it?
4-1. Do you want to take one more call here real fast?
I think Josh is getting it.
We may.
As long as they're not, you know, overly serious. Josh, thumbs up, thumbs down. Yeah, all right, throw him on hold.
All right. Who is it?
He's getting their life story here.
Josh, just put him on hold.
Hold, Josh, hold. How about that Maroon 5 song?
No, come on. I want to
all
talk
right,
to
there.
You. It's Diana. Hi, Diana. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
All right, Hi. Quickly, what do you want to say about this?
I just don't understand the need to do it. I mean, why do you want to purposely give your kids an addiction? I mean, I don't understand why that's important.
What if they don't get addicted to it, though? What if it's just like every once in a while they're like, hey, can I have a cup of coffee? And you're like, fine. What if it's like once a month?
That's probably not likely going to happen.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, since you're going to keep this kind of serious, too, I'll ask you, do you go to Starbucks?
No, I don't drink coffee at all. Now, I did as a kid. I drank it once. Trying to play grown up, and I kind of chugged it and got sick off of it, and but, so I can't drink it. I mean, I love the smell.
But you can use this for anything that kids are eating and doing. I mean, they can be getting addicted to sugary cereal that you're feeding them
every
day.
Soda,
yeah, candy.
That's true, but you're right. But the parent is purposely putting this in front of their child.
Well, they're purposely buying sugary cereals, too. So, I mean, I'm not really seeing what the difference is, especially if it's a decaf cup of coffee. They're not going to – I don't think you'd be addicted to decaf. I think you'd get addicted to the caffeine aspect of it. Now, I'm not a coffee scientist.
Well, it could be the addiction of holding a cup of coffee as well.
Yeah, that kind of stuff is interesting
to
me.
Because we do have our favorite mugs. I do like my mug.
And the routine of it all. Mm-hmm. Diana, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, boys. You too.
Bye.
Thank you for being on the show. All right, one more. It's right. Tina. Tina, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy show.
Hi. So when I was a kid, 4-5, my grandma had coffee and donuts for us when we would come over. And that was our treat when we were a kid. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was probably high school to an adult. And when I first started drinking, I couldn't stand it by itself, so I had to add hot cocoa to it.
Oh, but yeah,
now
like a little
adult,
mocha.
Yes, exactly. And now I've got two kids. One of them doesn't like the sound or smell or taste of coffee at all, and the other one didn't start drinking until she was in high school. And we like our coffee, and I don't think it's bad once in a while for kids.
Probably not once in a while. I
want to go back to your grandma for just a second.
I know, that's hilarious. Every time you'd come over.
She would give you coffee and donuts as a kid?
Yeah, but it wasn't like every day. It was like, and of course, now we need to talk about the dental person who said, oh, look at all the sugar and all the stuff they put in it. She probably had creamer.
But again, why is everyone so upset about a cup of coffee and a donut? I mean, you didn't walk in and she didn't hand you a cup of scotch and a pinch of chewing tobacco.
Exactly.
That was grandpa.
It's just a donut.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. A little coffee now and then. And, you know, you give your, five-year-old once in a while, and Starbucks has different levels of whatever. My kids like the vanilla something or other that's not even got coffee in it. Did she really get coffee?
Right. And
it's
I guarantee you, if they have a cup of apple juice, it's probably going to have way more sugar than the coffee.
I believe that's
true. You can't
make
the sugar argument. I don't think that stands.
Right. I think it's okay once in a while. I mean, I don't think a kid's going to get addicted to it anyway going to school. They don't have time to drink coffee before school.
It would be kind of funny, though.
Are you kidding?
A little 5-year-old like hooked on it.
Look at the Starbucks the Starbucks that are around middle schools and high schools. The kids are lined up.
I'm surprised they're not in the cafeterias yet. But wouldn't it be funny? Yeah, you order your 5-year-old a tall and you bring it home and she throws it on the floor. She says, "I wanted a venti."
I know.
Tina, we love your call.
Okay.
All right. And I especially love your grandma's story. So you have a fun day, okay?
Stay hydrated, okay, hey, Tina?
You too. All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
Grandma's over there. She's also got a cigarette hanging from her lip.
You kids want some coffee?
So good.